This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Right here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
You can also call us from the on-air call-in line room on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, a judge has ruled that bars are allowed to throw out Trump supporters. So, discrimination against a political viewpoint, apparently it's okay.
So it's all right for me, not that I would, to not bake a cake for some gay dudes.
Well, now let's get into that coming up here in moments. That's on the way. Also, Daryl, you're going to tell us about the poor Congress people in the nation's capital, D.C. They're having a tough time, and we'll explain what that's all about. Plus, again, your calls, your thoughts about what you want. But yesterday, in the headlines that we didn't get to talk about, just because, was apparently the anarchists, what the media are calling anarchists, were in Paris doing a bunch of destruction, smashing windows, looting a McDonald's, apparently hurling bricks and other violent, destructive, looks like spray paint, plenty of spray paint here on private property, and just absolute destruction, done by masked people wearing hoods and goggles. And
I wonder how many of those were cops.
Well, good question. There are quite a few people in
these
photographs.
At least one instigator.
Frequently there are undercover agents, is what you're referring to, agents,
yes,
provocateur. But in some cases, those agents just serve as the excuse for people to go ahead and riot. Like, they might start a riot, but the rest of them aren't all cops, right? Like, not everybody who's kicking in the storefront windows at McDonald's or whatever is a police officer. Maybe they were involved at some level in instigating this.
Right, because, the way herds and mobs wind up, sort of operating is one jackass does something and then everybody else follows suit.
Correct. And sometimes that jackass is an undercover police officer,
right,
with the intention of giving the police, who are also there and, clad in black and armor and shields and that whole thing,
dressed like they're there for a riot.
And they were, and there was one, that they get their adrenaline pumping when these things happen, and they love an excuse to attack people and smash,
yep,
some heads. And if some officer has successfully provoked the crowd into that sort of response, again, it's not to say those individuals aren't guilty or those individuals aren't responsible for their actions, but you are right. This is sort of the crowd behavior.
The fact that it is a lot of times brought out by someone who is supposed to be protecting us,
correct,
that is where it... That's where the craziness happens.
But you have to be able to prove that claim. I mean, we know it's happened in certain circumstances, but we can't say it happens every time.
Right. And before somebody calls in to say that, all of those cops are just there and they don't want to actually wind up cracking any skulls, I want to remind you about the T-shirts that the Denver police made in the year 2008 when the Democratic National Convention was being held in Denver.
Yeah.
Where some police got in trouble for making up a shirt that showed a picture of police holding billy clubs, and it said, "We wake up early to beat the crowd."
I doubt they got in trouble for that. They didn't get any kind of trouble for that.
Trouble, I mean, they were put on desk duty during an investigation.
Right. That's like the worst case for something like that.
Yeah. There was no, "You're fired." There was no...
I mean, you can't even fire
unpaid administrative leave. It was, "You're on desk duty for a week."
You can't even fire these guys for, murdering people. So they're certainly not going to get fired.
Right, because there's a union, and the union's going to go to bat for them.
Masked anarchists, according to The Sun in the UK, have smashed windows and looted a McDonald's as thousands brought carnage to Paris in May Day protests. The far-left agitators chucked petrol bombs through windows and torched cars while others clashed with police. Some threw rocks at the police in the French capital, who responded with tear gas as the protest marches to mark International Workers' Day. turned violent. Dramatic pictures show demonstrators wearing masks as they shatter windows at McDonald's before setting it on fire. Anti-capitalist, those are their words, looters then help themselves to food and drinks before grabbing cash from broken tills on the charred floor. Blazing cars can also be seen after thousands flooded the streets to march for the rights of workers around the world. So they're going to march for the rights of workers while destroying the very workplaces that the workers need to have their jobs in.
Right, because, see, they're really only marching for certain workers. They're marching for the workers where the workers own the business, because if you have a boss, then that boss is part of the bourgeoisie, and he's oppressing you. So we need these co-op style places to where everybody is part owner.
And sometimes that can work.
Yes.
Most of the time it doesn't seem like it works real well.
Right.
We've certainly seen our share of failures having made the news. I'm sure many of these places do not make the news when they have a failure in this employee-owned, employee-operated scheme.
Well, remember there was the place, was it Chicago, where we talked about where it, you know, went under because everybody that worked there, and I'm using air quotes there, made all the decisions jointly, and they never could decide on what time to open or what to serve for lunch or what time to close. And sometimes it would take a long time, like 20 minutes, to get a sandwich because, you know, there was no boss telling anybody what to do because we're all in this together. We're all the wait staff and cooks and busboys and everything, and nobody is actually doing anything.
I think the most recent version was in Boston. There was like a pizza place, I think it was. But so, there's different stories out there. And, of course, there are also stories of successful employee businesses like Publix, which is incredibly successful down in the Southeast, but it's not the same model as
I was going to say, the bag boy isn't also signing off on, you know, schedules for the deli counter.
But if he sticks around for long enough, he can get a piece of ownership, a piece of the action.
Yeah, get some stock option, but, like, he's not the one actually winding up. You know, there's not a big, giant meeting.
No.
All right, what are we putting in the deli section this week?
No, that's not the case. So there is still some sort of management structure there. It's not exactly the communist ideal of worker-owned.
Right.
But it is an example of a tremendously successful business that is, I believe, mostly owned by the employees of the company, if not fully. It's been a while since I've since we've talked about it. There was a few times in the past where we talked about it in detail. You're welcome to comment, though. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Of course, The Sun is a mostly pictures-oriented publication. There's not usually a lot of information in their stories, but they do have some pretty pretty amazing photographs of this destruction happening, and then also one man with a Soviet Supreme hoodie there in France, standing in front of a blazing, what appears to be, looks like a blazing motorcycle or something like that, lying down, crashed into something that is just on fire, and just all kinds of destruction behind him. And he's
I believe that's a car on its side, Ian.
It could be. He's just standing. Well, it looks like there's like a motorcycle maybe crashed into that car or something. But he's just standing there with his hand on his hips, and then he's got a Heineken in his other hand, just chilling there with his commie Soviet Supreme hoodie, and lots of destruction. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of that from the other side, Conan, where it's definitely a car on its side, engulfed in flames, and a motorbike that is also right there. So lots of destruction. Hooded protesters also stripped of fireworks during the chaos. I don't know what stripped of fireworks means. And today's plumes of thick black smoke billowed across the city. Elsewhere, Londoners marched through Trafalgar Square holding up pictures of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin.
This is the end is here, man.
I mean, this can't be that different from what happens every year on May Day in Europe. Is this really, you know, particularly unusual?
Not remember, really.
May Day is the communist holiday, right? The workers' paradise holiday.
Right, and the only reason that Labor Day is celebrated in September in the United States is so that it does not wind up being connected to the communist version of Workers' Day.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. The organizers of the demonstration say it was against industrial disputes over pay, hours, union recognition, and outsourcing. So they destroyed some S downtown France in Paris. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. If you want to join us here, we got more coming up. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm or join us on the Discord, discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about May Day protests out in France that turned violent. Of course, that wasn't the only place where such protests were going on. We can talk more about that. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Plus, the Congress people are so sad in Washington, D.C., and Daryl will tell us what that's all about. But of course, Mother's Day is about to sneak up on you, so you really ought to probably do something about it by going to the Books and getting your mom some very nice flowers, not like that last-minute stuff you get at the produce department. You go to Books.com. And that's short for bouquets, by the way, BOUQS.com. Code FTL is going to save you 15% off of their prices. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks and not days. They've even got farms on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous your mom will post pics of them and brag about you. Show your mom how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from the Books. BOUQS.com. Code FTL gets you 15% off at Books.com. As we continue, hear a little bit more about May Day protests. These are the May 1st is usually the day on which there are frequently so-called workers who go out and protest about how it is they really would prefer not to work at all. I'm sure if you talked to many of them, because they tend to come from the left, and that tends to be kind of a mutual viewpoint among many of those, the most extreme on the left. Of course, they are being called anarchists here in this mainstream media.
Very sadly so.
Which is, I think, you know, one of the points that I wanted to make about this, and we've talked about before on Free Talk Live why some people will refer to themselves in the liberty movement, in the movement that we're in, the libertarian or voluntarist liberty movement, as anarchists. And I continue to, you know, say that is a mistake. You are unintentionally aligning yourself with these bomb throwers, with the people who are chucking Molotov cocktails into a McDonald's, destroying private property, destroying, flipping over cars, setting things on fire. That's who you're aligning yourself with when you say, I'm an anarchist. And most people aren't going to give you the chance to differentiate. Oh, no, I'm not one of those anarchists, like those people in the, you know, streets of France that are destroying property. I'm an anarcho-capitalist, which, of course, even more confusing and even more
right. Awful. And you just threw capitalists into the mix.
Right.
And you lost another 50% of your population.
Right, but Ian, you have been around, you know, these libertarian types for long enough that you know that they love arguing minutia,
yeah.
To where I was listening to a podcast recently where a couple of the guys were arguing back and forth about the difference between the term government and governance.
My God.
Which is minutia that libertarians understand, yeah. But your average run-of-the-mill Joe off the street is going to be, I don't see the difference.
Right. The average Joe on the streets isn't even thinking about government usually until it's tax time, and then they probably think bad things, and then they go ahead and begrudgingly pay the taxes,
right, but
and
like
get back to work.
If you're having a conversation with somebody and you're like, yeah, I don't like government, but I'm not opposed to governance, they're like, but that seems to be the same thing to me.
Yeah, you're not going to even get to the point where you'd be able to explain what the difference is.
Right, just like the people that say, I'm an anarchist, but not the bomb-throwing kind.
Yeah, exactly. And usually it's, you know, they don't even say it with the categorization. They just say, I'm an anarchist. And they just sort of put that right out there and leave it sitting for people to draw conclusions about. So, once again, if you weren't aware, those of you who are libertarian types who call yourself anarchists, this is the kind of coverage anarchists get in the media. They get coverage about bomb throwing and destruction of property almost every time.
From both sides of the aisle, by the way.
They're, right.
The Republicans are just as likely to say it as as Bill Maher.
Absolutely. And you never see headlines like, Ron Paul declares self-anarchist. He sure is a great guy, right? Like, there's never any kind of positive coverage
right.
about anarchy in the mainstream media, where at the very least, libertarianism is sort of politically what it is. People may not know what it is, but at the very least, and
most
they may be confused
people don't
about
know
it.
What it is.
Right.
Most people within the Libertarian Party are probably confused about what libertarianism is.
People at the very least are probably confused if a lot of people don't know anything about it. Some people are confused, but they've heard the term, but very rarely are you going to find somebody who thinks bomb thrower when you say the word libertarian. They might not think what a libertarian actually is, which, of course, is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle.
Right.
Somebody who, you know, doesn't believe in using aggressive force to achieve their goals in life. They probably don't get that, but that's okay. At least they don't think you want to kill them.
Give them another 20, 30 years, and they'll run libertarianism through the mud as well, and we'll have to...
Well, they already have. Jackasses like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin saying, I'm a libertarian, and then you mentioned Bill Maher. That jackhole winds up calling himself a libertarian.
Right. Yeah, that's how they've drawn that through the mud at this point. I don't know. They would have to go a little bit further to actually find some bomb-throwing libertarian types, although certainly there have been some extremist violence advocates out there. You know, like Christopher Cantwell, for instance, when he was a libertarian, he got some of that negative publicity.
You mean when he claimed to be a libertarian?
Sure. Well, I mean,
but I still know people who ask me about him. It's like, hey, that libertarian Cantwell back in town?
Is that right?
And I'm like, dude, stop.
No, I don't know if he's going to come back for a while.
You mean the Fed?
7 to 10 years.
He's looking at a lot of years in prison, and his trial is going to be coming up in August.
Well, he got out, and now he's getting back. He got thrown back in, right?
No.
Because he was swearing out in public?
No, he did get arrested for swearing in public while drunk.
Stupid,
was it swearing or drunk? Because
drunk
I pulled up
swearing,
the statute,
apparently.
And both of those things are in the same statute, and you could be charged with either.
We don't know.
And it would not surprise me if he were doing both.
It wouldn't surprise me either, and he now is wearing an ankle bracelet that apparently can test you for your blood alcohol content without actually piercing your skin.
Whoa!
It can take a whiff of whatever is emanating from your skin and can determine, based on that, whether or not you are drunk.
Interesting.
So that's what he's doing. He's still out on bond, the last I'd heard. But, so whether he was an actual libertarian or not, he certainly made a good show of it. He certainly knew how to sound like a libertarian and probably was more principled than most people who claimed to be libertarians at that time. But either way, I don't think libertarianism has been as decimated, if you will, as the word anarchist. You're not going to save anarchists. I don't know if you can save libertarian either, but you're definitely not going to be able to save the word anarchist. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. There's other news about May Day. We can share that with you. But first, we have David in San Francisco, and you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, David.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're talking about this topic right now. Did you notice that Trump, he's fixed it up so that now tips can be grabbed by the bosses?
Did you say tips or tits? Okay, tips. Because either one would be a shocking revelation.
That's part of being a boss, right?
it shouldn't be. You know, see, the fact of the matter is, you know, restaurant workers, there's an agricultural minimum wage. And if I remember right, it's only at like $3 an hour.
That's correct. Yeah, so I haven't heard anything about this. You're saying that this is something that Trump just sort of said? Or is this like
Department of Labor
a
came
policy.
Under fire Thursday morning when...
Hold on, David. We'll bring you back here for that in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. I imagine the solution here would be if your boss is grabbing your tips to quit the job. We're coming up.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation. Time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One, of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Join the conversation about tipping or whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733, or you can Skype in to join us on the Skype username, lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
Also, coming up, ForkFest 2018. It's, about a month and a half away now. It's going to sneak up on you real fast. Coming up in June 14th through the 18th, at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Whether you call yourself an anarchist or a libertarian or a voluntarist, you will likely find some like-minded souls at this particular event. How many? We have no idea. There's no tickets. There's no registration. There's the campsites, so you do have to acquire that through Rogers Campground. But beyond that, there's no admission fee or anything like that to go to ForkFest. It is a decentralized Liberty Camping Festival, and it's in its second year. It was barely talked about last year. We kind of last minute threw something together, and it wasn't, you know, us necessarily. Right. Just a group of people picked some days and said, hey, let's go to the campground on these days. It happens to kind of happen right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes.
So it's the 5 days prior to that event. So if you're looking at getting up here in New Hampshire and checking out this beautiful place where you can be literally surrounded by more liberty-minded people than you could possibly even get to know, you can come up and join us for ForkFest. And so do whatever you want there. You can just, you know, kick back and camp with some other liberty lovers, or you can create things for those other campers to do. Maybe you want to do what Daryl's doing. He's putting together some athletic events that
yes.
will be happening. You'll also be throwing a party, I believe, later that same night.
Yep.
There's a wedding that's happening on that Sunday, and there
I thought the wedding was Saturday.
I thought it was Sunday. I could be wrong about that. If you I don't know, Daryl. Now you've got me questioning whether or not it's Saturday or Sunday. I've been saying it's Sunday for quite a while here on Free Talk Live. But either way, if you're there for the weekend, you'll be there for that that wedding. If you want to find out some of the things that are happening, there is the ForkFest forum where there are different threads for whatever it is that people have decided they want to put on. So it'll be interesting to see what pops up here in the next month and a half as we approach ForkFest 2018. You go to ForkFest.party. You can link over to the forum there. There's also a Telegram chat and the Discord chat rooms for you to communicate with other ForkFesters. And again, that's ForkFest.party. As we go back to David in San Francisco. David, you brought up this question about a some sort of a rule change with the Department of Labor in D.C. about tipping. And if you want to tell us a little bit more, we did do a little bit of research, but what's your understanding of this?
Well, this is it leads back to an article that was written by that famous Black Bloc group, Bloomberg Law. And they apparently wrote an article in February 1st of this year, Labor Department ditches data showing bosses could skim waiters' tips. And basically what it describes is, you know, since Trump is trying to reverse everything that Obama did, Obama had a rule that said that the tip jar could be shared with the dishwashers and the people that worked in the back of the restaurant. Well, what Trump is doing by reversing it is saying that if such a pool exists, then the bosses get to dip their hand in. And so
what I'm seeing is that the regulation that went through in 2011 during the Obama administration was that back-of-the-house employees were prohibited from receiving any of the tips.
So according to the story over
at...
Okay, so David, according to the story over at Vox.com, which tends to be a left-leaning opinion news site, at Vox, they say here that, well, first of all, there's the Trump proposal that would repeal the Obama-era regulation that made official what had been the common view for decades, that tips are the sole property of the workers who earn them. It would essentially allow employers, this new rule, to share their workers' tips with other staff or keep the tips for themselves, provided they pay the workers the full minimum wage. So that's the part that maybe you didn't get communicated very effectively, is that the only way the employer would be able to withhold tips in any way from their employees or from their wait staff would be if they were giving them the full minimum wage for payment. Instead of the $3 an hour, we're talking about right. $7.50 an hour, then they would be able to do that. And there's been a proposal further by somebody else in Congress to try to partially block that rule, but even the partial, you know, blockage would still clarify that if they paid their employees the full minimum wage, they could still distribute and the tips to the back of the house.
The Forbes article specifies that part of the rule is really only applicable in the handful of states where tips are not treated as income. So if tips under state law are considered to be income, even if you are otherwise making the full minimum wage, then they still wouldn't be able to do this weird tip pool thing because the tip is part of your income.
I see. And that's in a few states.
Right,
yeah.
And so the basis of this article is that the Trump people originally in the Department of Labor came up with some analysis of how much money would be transferred, whether it would be transferred to the owners, and they're saying in the first article I read that it was approximately $5.8 billion per year that would be yanked out of the tip jar.
That's only if the employer decided to distribute the tips in the way that they wanted to.
And
they may still allow their employees to just take tips as normal.
And there was a federal court ruling in July of last year, according to Forbes, that said that the Labor Department doesn't have the authority to actually enforce the rule that went through in 2011.
Well, yeah. And see, that's the whole point. And that's why this labor study, which was in October of last year, which was after July, that they first did an analysis that came up with that $5.8 billion. Then they did a second analysis. Trump wasn't happy with that, so they came up with another analysis and then another analysis. And he wasn't happy with either of those, so they didn't publish their analysis at any point. And so this has basically not only allowed them to filch from the tip jar, but to leave open the question of how much they can filch. So I would urge you to go to the Bloomberg Law article of February 1st. Apparently that's where it got leaked first.
Yeah, Daryl's got the story from February, but there's been an update since then. The one I have here from Vox was late March, March 22nd. David, thanks for the call. You're missing some information, but I appreciate the heads up and the opportunity to discuss it.
I think you, in the last segment, you said it pretty plainly. If your employer was to do something like that, to take all of your tips, and you felt like you were being shortchanged, I think you said it just well.
Take a walk.
Leave them.
There's plenty of restaurants out there.
There's plenty of restaurants. I mean, I walk around town, and everyone's got a for sign placard in their window.
Not for sign, but yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now hiring.
Yeah. And so go find yourself a better employer, and, you know, it'll probably work out better.
And then the Forbes article also mentions that some states have laws on the books that prohibit tip sharing anyway. So just because a federal regulation is being repealed, maybe, possibly, doesn't mean that, you know, all of a sudden nobody is actually winding up getting any of the tips because, you know, greedy capitalists or whatever.
The $5.8 billion number, by the way, that he cited is mentioned in this Vox story. And again, that's a number of what it could cost service workers if every single manager or restaurateur in the entire country were to withhold all tips that were, you know, given to their employees. That the idea that all restaurateurs are just waiting in the wings for this thing to pass so they can go and snatch up all their employees'
tips. And that's if they take the tip jar and take it for themselves, what they're supposed to distribute it. They're supposed to pull it out.
Right, but the restaurant managers and the restaurant owners, they want happy staff as much as they want happy customers.
Absolutely.
So they're not going to take all of the tips of that poor college girl that's making $3.12 an hour.
Total fear mongering.
And if they do, leave them. Let the guy's flounder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then his business will go down, and then that's how you control the situation.
Right. Well, now, Conan, we can talk more about this because you are not a fan of tipping.
Not at all.
And I want to get into that here.
Obligatory tipping.
Because I'm going to begrudgingly defend tipping here because I understand why people aren't fans of it, but I also can take the other side. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to join us, maybe you work in restaurants or have worked in them, and you want to weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. You want to talk tipping? A lot of people have opinions about this, especially people that are in the service industry, in the hospitality business, and others who might best be defined as cheapskates, like Conan.
So, but I'm also in the hospitality service. And
are
I
you?
Do, and I do receive tips on
what
a regular
basis.
What is
your hospitality?
I drive people around all the time.
Is that hospitality?
I deliver mail. I get seasonal gifts.
I thought hospitality was like bartenders, wait staff, that kind of thing.
I'm a Uber. Yes. I'm practically an Uber guy.
Yeah.
I drive people around all morning.
You don't drive for Uber?
Yeah, but I shuttle people around, and I compete with taxis and Uber.
Oh, you're working for a rental car.
Correct.
Company. Okay, I didn't know you.
They pick
that.
You up.
I didn't know that.
If you're within a certain amount and you're not a bad customer.
Okay.
We'll gladly, if you're a good customer, we'll go pick you up.
Very cool. So we're talking about tipping and more in the traditional method, because one of the problems with tipping is knowing when to tip and what services for which you should tip. But we're talking about the traditional one that everybody should know, which is to say, sitting down at a restaurant in the United States, it's expected that you leave a tip.
Or if you go to a bar and yep. you... Or at the bar, standard is you drop down a dollar.
A dollar a drink.
Yes.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
So that is part of the...
This is why I don't go out.
I totally don't blame you. It can be frustrating, especially if you don't know what the standards are, because you don't get trained on these sorts of things, right? You just kind of bumble away. Or at least for me, it's been like bumbling into different things and like asking people, hey, are you supposed to tip for this? Are you supposed to tip for that? Like, you know, do you tip for this? You know, whether it be, you know, getting a haircut or the guy at the hotel who, you know, takes your bags. These are
so
all things that you're generally supposed to tip for.
Generally, I'll leave $2.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody helps with bags at a hotel, yep. not that I've ever had that. I've heard standard is $5 a bag.
Okay, because I normally give them $1 or $2. Or
what about the dude taking your shopping cart out, a full shopping cart out to your car?
You're not supposed to tip
that. Dude taking shopping carts?
You're not an old lady.
Old ladies get it done all the time.
Yeah, frequently, you know.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I worked very briefly at a grocer and was told that
do not
if somebody
tips.
Don't expect.
Yeah, okay.
So don't expect a tip. If somebody offers, then you take it, but don't expect a tip.
I've heard at some stores you have to turn it down initially, but if they insist that you have to, take it.
The people called Skycaps at the airport, so they're the ones they're helping somebody in a wheelchair. They generally are tipped, but again, they're told, don't stand around and wait on a tip.
Don't put your hand out afterwards.
And I think a lot of time the bellmen or whatever they're called at the hotels, you mentioned the people helping with bags.
Yep.
I've heard that they're also supposed to not wait around expecting a tip, but it's generally standard if somebody helps you with luggage to your room, you tip.
Then there's the most insulting one that I've come across, which is the guy standing in the bathroom.
Wow. Yeah, I've talked about this guy.
I've never seen this guy before.
But I've never been to a restroom where somebody helps me.
Usually they're not helping. In some cases, like I've been at a club during a rave.
I can
where
shake
they just
it
had,
myself, thank you.
Yeah, where they just had a big guy standing in the bathroom. Now, presumably he's keeping the place clean, right? Like he's doing some cleanup level work after people.
He's making sure people aren't snorting coke off of the...
I don't know if he cares about that, but what he does, I'm not clear, because he was just standing there while I was in there. He didn't offer me a hot towel or anything like that. Sometimes if you're in, like, a fancy place, they've got the fancy butler guy in there who, like, give you a hot towel or something after you're done.
And you think this big bodyguard guy was waiting for a tip?
He had a basket for tips. He absolutely did. Yes, he did.
Maybe he didn't actually work there.
He looked like he worked there. I think he might have had whatever security uniform on or whatever. But anyway, he certainly had the appearance of working there. So this is, again, we're just kind of talking about generally all these different areas where tipping's uncertain. How much you're supposed to tip is uncertain at best. But pretty much everybody knows that you're supposed to tip at a restaurant, at a table, for your server. Because whether you know it or not, and I don't know how many people know this, because I didn't know it until I started dating somebody who worked in hospitality, I had no idea that waitresses made less than anybody else in the workforce.
I thought that was standard knowledge.
Nobody taught me about that in school, and my parents never, I don't recall them explaining that to me when they explained, I think I was explained tipping at one point, but never the reasons why it's so important, because this is how these people live.
Right, so in that specific case, but you mentioned some of the other things, and I know a couple times a year you'll have some, air conditioner service guy come clean stuff out of the air conditioner. Is that something you're supposed to tip? Because
no, I don't think so.
What I've always been told was, service jobs wind up.
Every job a service job? You're performing some sort of service, whether it's for your employer or for the customer. Every job is a service job.
This is why it's confusing.
Well, there are certain jobs that are defined as, say, retail.
Uh-huh.
So the cashier at Target, yes, they're providing the service of, scanning the items and putting them in a bag.
Right.
But that's not considered a service job.
Okay.
Service jobs are the ones, the aforementioned wait staff, the bellboy, your food delivery person, the bartender, somebody coming out to repair an air conditioner, the mechanic, tattoo artist.
So somebody working at a cashier who's providing a service of cashing you out at whatever product you want to buy is somehow not providing a service, but the person who's selling you food while you're sitting down at a table is providing you a service.
I don't make up the rules.
Either way, the point what I was going to make here is that, most people do understand you're supposed to tip at a restaurant. Conan, you're against, generally, the idea of tipping. Would you like to see...
Obligatory tipping.
Would you like to see these, these waitresses, waiters getting paid minimum wage?
If I ran a restaurant, all of my people would be minimum wage. And I would have something on the wall saying that this is how I pay my employees.
Let me ask this question because I know
any tipping done is for above and beyond service, but it is not obligatory. You are not required to tip, especially if you have a bad service member.
So I know where we currently have Social Sundays, which is the weekly social gathering. You don't show up to that because you, quote-unquote, think the food is too expensive.
It is expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive.
they get paid at least minimum wage because they are not classified as servers.
You guys,
correct.
So would you guys still
hold on. I generally drop at least $1 in the tip jar. But my question to you is, if you ran a restaurant where you paid all of your staff at least minimum wage, would you even eat at your own restaurant?
It depends on what I'm selling. If it's a high-class restaurant, maybe not.
Many people don't eat at the restaurants they work at. They get tired of the food.
But I'm just pointing out that he's cheap and doesn't want to eat out anyway.
I have prepared food in large quantities. There is always scraps available, and I'm not throwing that in the trash, so I'm always going to have scraps to eat.
So you would pay minimum wage to service employees, to the servers at your restaurant, but they could get tipped if the customer felt like they received good service, you know, really
correct.
Good service.
And by the way, this is exactly why I like sticker price stores. Mm-hmm. I don't like haggling. I don't like not knowing what something is worth and having to sit there. Get rid of all
Isn't
that
it
nonsense.
Possible you're going to get the lowest common denominator quality of server if you're paying them all the same rate.
It's the same thing with obligatory tipping. Mm-hmm. Where if you have to give a bad waitress money,
but you don't.
And
if you get bad service,
and then you get your food spit in the next time you're there.
Well, then don't go back to that restaurant.
There's a pair of restaurants downtown Keene where I've never had good service or good food. I don't eat there.
Well, sometimes I've been in restaurants where the food is very good, but this just was crappy service.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to the management about that? Because that's
I have, but like I said, I don't do this often enough to even
right. So the argument, though, for tipping, right, the current structure as it is and is unlikely to change, probably in our lifetimes, is that if the person who is the server is getting paid a sort of a pittance level, because apparently somebody said it was $3, I thought it was $3, but
I think federal
according to Vox, it's
like
$2.15 or something like that. So it's actually even lower than what I thought it was. So they're getting paid barely anything on an hourly basis. That the idea is that incentivizes them to be as good of a server as possible, because if they aren't a good server, they're not going to make enough money to survive in that business. So the idea is...
Except they're always going to have to deal... They can do outstanding 120% work, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be that blowhard who decides to leave a dime. Or a Bible, one of those Bible $20 Bible books.
$20-looking thing. And then they wind up getting taxed based on a percentage of receipts, whether they receive that money or not.
Is that right?
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to defend or attack tipping? You're welcome to do that or bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.